for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Last week on the Century of Lies program, we once again took a look at the King County Bar Association's exit strategy for the War on Drugs conference. And speaking at that conference, this is Sanho Tree of the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington, D.C.
Under Plan Colombia, we spent more than $4 billion in the past 5 years trying to eradicate coca and opium poppy on the ground using crop dusters. We've sprayed more than 1.5 million acres of this country, which is bigger than Texas and California combined. Colombia is a huge country. It caused a lot of environmental damage without having much measurable impact on the streets of the United States in terms of price, purity, availability of cocaine. And this also, by the way, is another unintended consequence. Eradication and interdiction is a form of unintended price support. Instead of paying farmers not to grow things, we do it for them involuntarily, and thereby boosting up the prices of these crops. And in areas of the world where there's such unimaginable poverty, in Colombia alone, more than two-thirds of the population lives below about $2.50 a day. Imagine surviving on that kind of income. You will never make these crops disappear by making them more valuable, which is exactly what our policies are doing. And nonetheless, we keep spraying. And these are places that I've been. I took this during rainy season in Putumayo, Colombia, southern Colombia, which is the epicenter of U.S. drug policy focus. And this is a field where there's no coca at all. We sprayed that. It should be lush and green. Everything's brown and devastated. So we miss a lot of times. And these are many, many fields I've been to like this. But also farmers get sprayed. This woman I've been following for 4 years now. She and her husband did exactly as we asked. She tore up their coca crops, planted alternative development crops. We have since sprayed her farm 4 times, accidentally, according to the U.S. Embassy, all by accident 4 times, 3 times directly and 1 time through aerial drift. They're trying to spray a neighboring farm. And there are countless farmers who are in this similar situation. There's also a lot of human health effects as well as environmental effects, a lot of rashes, diarrhea, vomiting, infant death associated with our spray planes. These planes come without warning, and people are caught in the fields, and they get sprayed. These are the future narco-terrorists of Colombia. These are kids, children of campesinos, peasant farmers, who will do whatever it takes to feed their kids. And it's this generation, ultimately, that has to cooperate if our current drug strategy is ever to succeed. They have to agree to stop growing these illicit crops, and they have to agree not to join the illegal armed actors, the guerrillas and the right-wing paramilitary death squads that are plaguing this country. And instead of bringing these people into the fold of the state to show them that we offer you a better way out, we punish them without offering anything in return. Finally, we've declared a war on drugs. I'm a former military historian, and I'll tell you, I've learned that wars are about employing brute force to extract a political concession, a capitulation from a rational state actor. Unfortunately, we're applying this paradigm against plants.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.